I don't care, said Josie Pye. If I don't pass this year, I'm coming back next. My father can afford to send me. And Frank Stockley says that Professor Tremaine says Gilbert Blythe was sure to get the medal and that Emily Clay would likely win the Avery Scholarship. That may make me feel badly tomorrow, Josie, laughed Anne. But just now, I honestly feel that as long as I know the violets are coming out, all purpled down in the hollow below Green Gables, and that little ferns are poking up their heads in Lover's Lane, it's not a great deal of difference whether I win the Avery or not. I've done my best, and I begin to understand what is meant by the joy of the strife. Next to trying and winning, the best thing is trying and failing. Girls don't talk about exams. Look at that arch of pale green sky over those houses and picture to yourself what it must look like over the purpley dark beech woods back of Avonlea.
What are you going to wear for commencement, Jane?
Asked Ruby practically. Jane and Josie both answered at once, and the chatter drifted to a side of Eddie fashions. But Anne, with her elbows on the windowsill, her soft cheek laid against her clasped hands, and her eyes filled with visions, looked out unheedingly across city roof and spire to that glorious dome of sunset sky, and wove her dreams of a possible future from the golden tissue of youth's own optimism. All the beyond with hers, and with its possibilities lurking rosily in the oncoming years, each year a rose of promise to be woven into an immortal chaplet.